This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
It's an aspect of the job I thoroughly enjoy. I'm going to be very honest with you. Back in the days when I was forced to be in a studio day after day after day, I was not happy. I love the opportunity to be out on farms visiting with you folks. And one thing I hear from you is that you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your farm wherever and whenever you can. And the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they're willing to lend a hand with their products ranging from JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to JT6 greases to the JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid. Their legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and maybe take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com.
Authorities say it was a private contractor working in downtown Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, around dinner time last evening, who hit a pipeline, causing that explosion that killed one firefighter and injured five others. Seven citizens were also treated for minor injuries, but they were released. From This Week in Agribusiness, we have had a rash of grain bin entrapments at our farms in the heartland this summer. My tally shows that the past month alone, at least five have occurred. One was in Preble County, Ohio, another at Boone, Iowa, and a third was at West Burlington, Iowa. All three of those individuals were rescued. But at Marshall, Illinois, a few days ago, an 18-year-old boy died from being trapped in grain. And last night, in Bureau County, Illinois, near the town of Lamoille, first responders worked in a bin for the better part of an hour before they were able to get down to a trapped farmer, and he died before they could get him out. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, hundreds of lawsuits against Monsanto Company by cancer survivors or families of those who died from cancer can proceed to trial, according to a federal judge. The judge in San Francisco found there was sufficient evidence for a jury to hear the cases that blamed the company's glyphosate herbicide for the disease. The decision followed years of litigation and weeks of hearings. The World Health Organization 3 years ago classified glyphosate as, quote, probably carcinogenic to humans. But our Environmental Protection Agency just last September concluded that glyphosate is likely not carcinogenic to man. Two people are going to prison in Michigan for luring a man to a cemetery by telling him money was buried out there in a remote part of the cemetery. Then as he dug to find the riches, they beat him with a shovel and hammer. One of those sentenced could be away for as long as 20 years. In Kansas City yesterday and last night, I heard about that drought, more about that doggone drought that isn't getting any better in northwest Missouri and in Kansas. Some of the beef producers in Missouri have wound up with cattle stuck in the mud as the animals have become trapped, treading further into the bottom of those ponds, trying to get water. And Hamilton, Missouri officials are very concerned about the dwindling water supplies in their reservoir. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.